This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A record number of indigenous lawmakers were sworn in as the Montana legislature began its 69th legislative session. More than a dozen elected Native American lawmakers are now representing Montana and their tribal nations at the state level. Three Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribal members were sworn in, along with members of the Flathead, Blackfeet, Crow, Northern Cheyenne, and Rocky Boy Indian tribes. The Fed is looking to expand Montana's largest coal mine. The 19-million-ton expansion is estimated to extend the Spring Creek mine's operational life by 5 years. The Federal Office of Surface Mining Reclamation and Enforcement announced that it has prepared an Environmental Impact Statement, or EIS, that allows the expansion that the owners of the Spring Creek mine, located near Decker, Montana, first requested nearly 2 decades ago. If the U.S. Interior Department's Assistant Secretary for Land and Minerals Management ultimately approves the expansion, the Navajo Transitional Energy Company will gain a 1 to 2 year supply of federally owned coal. The 237-page EIS is the result of a multi-year, multi-part lawsuit between the federal government and environmental groups. In 2017, Wild Earth Guardians and Montana Environmental Information Center sued the federal government for failing to consider climate and air quality impacts associated with the expansion, which was first approved by the Bureau of Land Management a decade prior. Burning coal to produce electricity is a significant source of greenhouse gas emissions in Montana, though those emissions have been declining as energy investors and power plant owners pursue other cleaner and renewable energy sources. In their 2017 lawsuit, the groups charged that the expansion would release tens of millions of tons of atmosphere-warming carbon dioxide, along with tens of thousands of tons of sulfur dioxide, which causes acid rain. In 2021, a federal judge sided with the plaintiffs and directed the federal government to prepare an EIS detailing the environmental impacts of expanding the mine. The EIS that the Interior Department released weighs the impacts of a more modest 90-acre expansion than the one that Spring Creek Coal first sought. The company originally estimated that expanding the mine's permitted footprint by 1,100 acres would provide 270 million tons of coal, enough to extend mining operations for 5 years. The alternative preferred by federal regulators, the 90-acre, 19 million tons of coal scenario, will release about 29 million tons of carbon dioxide. That's the same amount of greenhouse gas emissions of 1.2 million gasoline-powered cars driven over 5 years. Shiloh Hernandez, who represented the environmental groups in the lawsuit, said that the revised EIS is well overdue. Hernandez said, "This mine has been operating since the 1970s, and here, half a century later, we finally have an EIS for this mine, which is one of the largest coal strip mines in the country." The Spring Creek coal mine is the largest coal mine in Montana and one of the largest in the U.S. In 2023, it produced more than 12 million tons of coal, making it the 8th largest coal mine nationally. The mine employs about 265 people. Spring Creek coal is shipped to both domestic and international purchasers, though domestic coal demand is declining. The Spring Creek mine supplies the coal-fired electricity generation in Colstrip, but two of the 4 units at Colstrip have been permanently shuttered. The other two do not operate consistently. Northwestern Energy, Montana's sole monopoly utility, relies on hydroelectric dams and renewable solar and wind energy more than on Colstrip. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.